The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:49, and we'll get to our pre-opening commodity market report a little bit early today. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to higher today on buying interest for early next week. Terminals are called steady to firm in a very light volume test, with top prices from $45 to $48. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, April 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,557 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $59.50 to $69. The weighted average, $65.83, a gain of 22 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.69 to $56, a weighted average, $52.93. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,833. The base price range was $60 to $70, the weighted average $67.95, a gain of $1.11 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.59 to $55.50, and the weighted average was $51.60.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is AM580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I would have to suspect that producers are going to put an amazing amount of corn in the ground over the weekend.
Well, with the bigger planters and just the faster way in which it can be done, it'll be interesting to see just how much is accomplished this weekend. Probably record pace, I would say, with the advances in technology and the open weather here. So we'll have to see how much progress is made in just 1 week here as we look at the weather. And I know based on the weather forecast, a lot of people are going to want to get into those fields soon before there's more rain. And right now it looks like we're going to have open weather across Illinois and Indiana through Sunday. And even next week, it doesn't look like there's going to be much in the way of rain early in the week. So more planning is possible Monday and Tuesday. At first, there will be some showers and thunderstorms developing and pushing into Minnesota, Iowa, western Wisconsin, and northern Missouri on Sunday afternoon and continuing Sunday night into Monday morning out that way. So that's an area where there could be delays a little bit earlier than anywhere else. Now, once we get into Sunday night and Monday around our area, we'll have a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, not much. Once we get into Monday afternoon into Tuesday morning, there might be some showers and thunderstorms in our two-state area, especially in southern sections on into Kentucky, southwest Ohio, and essentially the Ohio River Valley. There may also be some rain late Monday into early Tuesday in the far western belt around Nebraska, Kansas, and neighboring portions of Iowa and Missouri, far western portions of those states. But a lot of weather will be decent for planting then. It won't be until later Tuesday on into Wednesday that rain becomes a little more widespread, and there could be some locally heavy rains in parts of the western belt into even northern Illinois. That's certainly a possibility at this point, so we'll have to pay attention to that next week. So the more planting that can occur here over the next several days, probably the better for avoiding the next round of possibly wet fields. And then as we get into later next week, a more active weather pattern, much of the Midwest getting rain. But at that point, the eastern areas start to get it a little more, and northwestern portions of the belt turn dry. Temperatures are going to be on the warm side through the weekend and still a bit warmer than average much of next week. There may be a bit of a cool down toward the end of next week. And but with the warm weather here over the next several days, that's going to boost soil temperatures here and help germination coming along. Now, as far as some other growing areas. The northern plains, we told you that they'd be getting some locally heavy rain, and indeed they did. A little over an inch in Billings, Montana over the last 24 hours, setting a record for the date there. And low pressure is going to be moving from southwest to northeast through the middle of the northern plains. So some of the western areas are going to be on the wet side of that low, and they're going to be getting significant precipitation and more than they usually get up that way. So that's going to slow the start of spring wheat planting in the northern plains. But on the other hand, it does look like that they're going to be getting some moisture that will be beneficial for when they do get into planting. And as far as the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt is concerned, there's going to be some rain moving through portions of that belt from time to time. It appears that once we get into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, scattered severe storms are going to be possible over much of the hard red winter wheat belt from the Texas Panhandle northward into Oklahoma, Kansas, and southern Nebraska, also far eastern Colorado. So some locally heavy rains will be possible there, but as is often the case with the severe weather outbreak, there's just localized heavy rain and other areas don't get too much. But there will be a little bit of a boost in moisture out that way as the spring wheat continues, or I should say the hard red winter wheat continues to grow out in the plain states. And with warm weather during the last 24 hours and more on the way, those growth rates are going to pick up a bit more. In South America, just quickly, as we finish up the harvest season, it appears that there will be some rain late in the weekend and early next week for southern Brazil, and some of the amounts there and in southeastern Argentina will be significant, slowing down some field work. Other areas will not be adversely affected, at least to that degree, with rain this late weekend into early next week. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 510 unchanged, last trade up 2.5. July, 505 up a half, last trade up 2.5. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 496 unchanged, last trade up 6. July, 509 up 1.25, last trade up 6.25. December, 515 up a half, last trade up 3.5. May corn opened at 371, down a quarter, last trade down 3.75. July, 381.75, down a half, last trade down 3.75. December, 379.25, down 3/4, last trade down 4.5. May, 392.5, down 3.5, last trade down 3.5. Next, July, 398.75, down 2, last trade down 5.5. May soybeans opened at 717.75, down a half, last trade down 3/4. July, 734.25, down 3/4, last trade down 1. November, 761, down 1, last trade down 1. May soybean meal opened at 196.90, unchanged, last trade up 60. May soybean oil opened at 31.54, down 2, last trade down 18. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve. Good
morning.
Options go off the board today. Any fireworks expected around any strike prices?
Well, I guess we have to determine which strike price we're going to aim for first, and that's a question the trade hasn't answered fully yet, so I guess there's always a potential for fireworks for sure.
What prices are the trade battling it out over? 370 corn, one of them?
Well, sure, that's true. It depends on who you listen to and who you read on what price they are really targeting, but 370 on corn definitely would be one of them that would be in contention.
It looked like earlier in the week we were going to actually look at 350 puts being have some value. It got down to a penny.
Yes, and anything's possible as we go forward in this thing because of the uncertainty that we're seeing in the market this past week.
Turn your attention to particular commodities. Let's start with the wheat. It's been an amazing week for that commodity. Made new contract highs again overnight. Does it have another leg up this morning?
I think it's definitely the leader in the complex. There may be some profit taking over the weekend, but I think most of the bulls are probably pretty happy with the positions they have on right now. All eyes will be on the crop conditions report that won't be out until after the trade Monday. I think they're expecting, you know, a lower drop again like we've had in the last the last two that have come out, particularly since the freeze. So I think the bulls are going to stand pat on that, but there may be a little bit of profit taking over the weekend.
And in the corn pit, it looks like bear spreading was a feature as opposed to bull spreading new buys. Are the bears all washed out on the spread now?
Well, you would think they would be getting there, but everything is in the back of their mind is what happened to wheat last fall and last October when they all got caught on the wrong side, much like we are in the corn market right now. And I think that's what we're seeing. And there's a lot of GMO orders they're calling now in this corn spread, and that means just get me out. So if that's not completely done, we may see more of that as the day goes on today also.
And in the soybeans, there doesn't appear to be impetus to move it much either way.
No, you know, it seems like demand might be picking up a little bit. I think the fear is now some of these, if we don't get these corn acres planted, they may go back to beans, and with the large carryout in beans and the good crops that we had in South America, there's just really no real hard news right now to trade on the beans outside of just following the weather markets.
Very quickly, then, the calls for this morning, please.
The penny calls right now, early calls, and these are really subject to change, would be corn down 2 to 3, beans down probably 2 to 4, and wheat probably will be the leader to the upside again, up 4 to 6.
Thank you much, Steve.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Steve Schilling, a strategic farm marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.